Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Yes, you are in the right place. It is the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can also get us at discord.lrn.fm and join our Discord, which includes chatting about, well, all sorts of fun things. But you can also dial in there and sound as if you are in the studio with us. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
Let's just continue on as we do with your calls and your thoughts. Let's go to Mark in Tampa. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to give my story of my unemployment, but I'm furloughed since beginning of April here in Florida.
Okay.
The unemployment, furloughed, and the unemployment system here is so broken, it's beyond anything. I'm just so frustrated. And
what's your experience? What's happening to you that has got you frustrated?
Well, I applied, and then I was deemed ineligible. And then everything on the news or whatever, Bay News 9, which is a local station here, said to, you know, if you were deemed ineligible, to reapply.
Okay.
So I reapplied, and then I was, now I'm eligible. I still haven't received a penny since the first week of April.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's supposed to be $275 a week plus an additional $600 a week from the federal, from that $3 trillion bill or whatever they passed.
Right.
And, My question, you know, it's so broken. Like, I've tried to apply. I've tried to get the answers on the website. I've tried to call. You can't even call. You can't even wait on hold. It just hangs up on you.
Nice.
And it's not just me. I mean, it's literally hundreds of thousands of people.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about the stories. I mean, people are livid about the unemployment system. I guess folks thought that they could count on the government.
The bigger thing I wanted to bring up in regards to that is on April 13th, I listened to a lot of your podcasts over, and nobody went on a rant on one of the podcasts, and I couldn't agree more. And if anybody has time...
Which rant? I mean, he's been on a bunch of them.
It's kind of his thing.
It's one of my habits.
No, but it was beautiful. It was the best radio I've heard in 20 years.
What was it about? Do you remember?
Just about he's, you know, sick of the government, and... And Ian a lot of times talks about peaceful solutions, and nobody says, you know, it's beyond that anymore. And I couldn't agree more. Like, you know, you look at, like, Timothy McVeigh that bombed Oklahoma City, and I know that's terrible, innocent kids died and all that, and that, I don't agree with that, but it's time to just take arms against this government because it's so broken. Like, why do people stand for it? That's what, like, the business I work for, why did they close? Why don't they just stand up and say, no, we're not closing?
They're afraid.
Small business. Afraid of what?
Afraid of government goons coming in and shutting their business down and taking them to jail.
And shooting them.
Well, and I think they're more afraid that nobody else will stand with them. I think that's the bigger problem.
By the look of it, there aren't that many people who will, at least not other business owners. You might be able to get some average folks to come out and back you up. Like, you know, we've seen with, like, a restaurateur in Maine, when he opened up, the place was packed. So we've seen, you know, like the salon owner in Dallas. Mm-hmm. She had just unending amounts of people who were willing to come in.
We saw the ranchers supporting Amon Bundy.
Yeah, those guys too, right? So the average folks, I think, would come out and support a business owner like that. But, yeah, they're not going to get much other support from other business owners, sadly.
Yeah, Mark, I know it's disheartening because it would really only take a small percentage of the total population, right? And it's a large number of people, but it would only take a small, very loud and vocal percentage, possibly mm-hmm. armed, right, percentage of the population to stand up to make these types of things go away. Why it doesn't happen, I can't tell you. I don't know how to get from here to there.
I think partially it's a lack of organization. I mean, do business owners know that if they open up in New Hampshire that they'll have people at their door preventing the cops from showing up? You know, if we let them know that we're willing to go out there and stand with them? If they're willing to stand up?
Well, I told one business owner that I knew of an attorney who was interested in meeting business owners who are willing to take this stuff on, and he just basically said he's not interested in going up against the government, period.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, when it comes to, and I'm just going to speculate here, right? So you've got there's a certain kind of person who believes that in order to go into business, they have to do it the right way, which means go out and get their license, go out and get their health permit, go out and get whatever, you know, pay whatever government bureaucrats, pay the fees, the fines, the licensing, these are bribes, basically. Mm-hmm. You pay the bribes.
Protection money.
Yeah. And then the government goons will leave you alone for the most part and let you open your doors and run your business. Well, once you've asked for their protection, and most people will because they're afraid of what they'll do if they don't,
right.
Then they get to pull your license if you do something naughty, you know, from their perspective, like they did with this 77-year-old barber out in Michigan who opened up despite the shutdown, and they, you know, he's 77 years old, had plenty of customers, people were supporting him. But yet the government came in and pulled his license from him.
Is he still operating without a license?
I don't believe that he is.
Oh,
because what happens is, what happens is when they have these violations of these government orders or licenses or whatever, then they just start racking up fines if they keep doing their business. And unfortunately, most of these business owners are of the mindset that they should pay the fines, which I don't agree with. I don't think you should pay these monsters because it just encourages them to keep doing what they're doing.
Don't you give that monster $350?
Yeah, don't give them anything. But then, again, you know they're going to send a SWAT team in at some point to do something very evil to you. So I can't blame a business owner for cowering in this situation where literally all the guns of government appear to be pointed at them.
Do you know what SWAT stands for?
Tell me.
Statists with armed thugs.
Yes.
Mark, any final thoughts, Mark?
Well, yeah, just like what's the tipping point? Like, literally, like, it's so ridiculous anymore with these people. Like, they did a soft opening, or I don't know what they call it, a soft opening on some restaurants here. So we went out to eat with my family the other night.
Okay.
And like, literally, 75% of the tables are like roped off and have signs on them. You can't sit here, you can't sit there. And people and the waitresses and the bartenders have masks on, and they have paper menus that they throw away.
Oh, God.
And they have wrapped up silverware. And I'm like, what is the cost of this? Like, how is this business even opening? Like,
did the prices go up? Did you notice? Had you been there before?
Yeah, we go there all the time. No, the prices were the same, but at some point, I mean, what's the tipping point for these restaurant owners? Like, you got to be kidding me. So you're opening up, you got the air conditioning, the grill, you got the employees, but you're only going to have 25% of the people there?
That means 25% of the revenue, 25% of the tips for the bartender.
Right.
All people are going to go out of business. Look, the tipping point, I think, for some people, as we've seen, has been total desperation. So what you've seen is some of these business owners have said, my business was going to go under. I had nothing to lose at that point, because mostly the fear is that they will lose their business due to government enforcement of, you know, whatever the fines and such. But they've come to the conclusion that, well, if I'm going to go out of business because I can't, you know, be there, I might as well just show up, open up, and take the risk of whatever happens. But again, as you've seen, only a small number of business owners are willing to even go that far.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what will it take? I don't know. I think it's going to have to be some sort of a shift in how people think about this government concept, and we're not there yet. You know, we're not to the point where people can really look at these government goons as what they are, which is an occupying criminal force.
Yep.
And until they can see that, you know, it's never going to change. They still think there's some sort of value. And to some business owners, there is value, right? So, like, one reason why some business owners won't reopen is probably because they're hoping their competition goes out of business. They don't want to stand in solidarity with their competition because they would love to have their competition stand up, get their head cut off, and then never come back. Right. Well, not all friends.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Mark. We do appreciate it. It is an ugly situation, and I think that it's going to take more people being backed into a corner, right? Like,
yeah.
like you're saying, the desperate situation. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet, a Dynavite with every meal.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free number you want to call to get on the air on this program tonight. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I'm here to tell you about Divi. The next generation wallet is coming, and it's coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to spend or send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app, and then withdraw directly to your bank account. That's pretty amazing. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet does launch, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org.
There's an interesting update. We mentioned the barbers and salon owners. Texas dropping charges against 200 roughly salon owners and cosmetologists and such. Then I talked about the Michigan guy, 77 years old,
right?
Who he may actually be continuing to cut people's hair. In fact, according to a report at the Detroit News or DetroitNews.com, he's located in, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Owosso, Michigan.
How do you spell?
O-W-O-S-S-O, Owosso, oh,
yeah,
Michigan.
Yeah, I think so.
Maverick Barber on Monday called for workers across the state to reopen in defiance of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's stay-at-home order. 77-year-old Carl Mankey said, quote, Michigan, all of you business owners, you beauticians, barbers, you massage therapists, all of you, open up your shops, stand up and show up, he said. Mm-hmm. The remarks came as he was joined under a tent outside of his Owosso shop by other Michigan business owners defying Whitmer's order, and by Shelley Luther, the Dallas salon owner, apparently flew up or traveled up to Michigan to make a special appearance at this.
Just to be clear, I also call upon all you business owners, small, medium, tiny, huge, whatever it is. Yes, just go ahead and open, defy all of this crap, and start making your money again.
Right, and by the way, there's photos of this conference, you know, the tent and the folks showing it. Nobody has masks on, which is awesome. Livingston County gym owner Jason Gray also urged others to reopen on Monday. He reopened his gym in Genoa Township May 4th in Livingston County.
I think I read something about that guy, yeah.
Where apparently the sheriff said he won't enforce Whitmer's order and close down the gym. So again, some of these business owners aren't exactly being particularly courageous. He waited until the sheriff said that he wasn't going to enforce the order,
well,
and then went ahead.
Is it that one, or is that the one where the sheriff showed up and nobody knew what he was going to do, and then he was just like, yeah, well, just so you know, this is illegal. Have a nice day, and left.
Wasn't that New Jersey?
Okay, yeah, I think that was New Jersey.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay, this is a Michigan guy you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I will take, it takes something like a small start, right, to get the movement going. And if folks continue to see and hear about, and sadly we're probably one of the only radio programs broadcasting this type of content, but if we can continue to encourage this, not only in the businesses that have already defied, but if we can get them to act within their community to get other businesses to also defy, I mean, it only takes minutes for something to go viral these days. We have the power of the internet, and if something like this goes viral and everybody starts opening their businesses, that would be a stupendous act of independence, the likes of which we have never seen.
It really would, and I will definitely be out spending some money if anybody in Keene, New Hampshire opens up. I would love to go spend some money on some products. And
well, businesses are apparently allowed to reopen, at least from what I understand. Retail has been allowed to do some reopening here in New Hampshire, which I didn't see in the governor's order, but apparently it was covered at some point. I must have missed it. right, I mean, that's, again, part of the problem. So there are some places that are open, but it's not like, you know, they're at some making some sort of outstanding stand for freedom or anything
right.
like that.
Well, I'd definitely like to spend some money with people who are making an outstanding stand for freedom.
Right.
So if you're open illegally, be sure to publish that so we know where to go.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, to sort of piggyback upon that, with the COVID lockdowns continuing in some places, many, and we've already seen restaurants permanently go out of business, right? We saw the chain.
Another one just went under here in town. Not a chain, but a local place here in Keene.
Oh, the other Indian place?
Another Indian food place went out of business, or one Indian food place. There's been a couple of other restaurants that have already gone under as well in this area.
What was the buffet chain we talked about previously? The something tomatoes?
Rotten tomatoes. The movie website. Sweet Tomatoes.
Sweet Tomatoes. 95 locations permanently out of business.
Yeah, I think there was some other brand that they owned, so they probably weren't all Sweet Tomatoes. But yeah. Both of their brands are gone.
Wow.
I've got an article here from CNN that talks about restaurant and bar owners say social distancing could wipe out their industry. So even though, I'm going to use the word, even though businesses like this are being allowed to open, we're like our previous caller said, they're soft openings. They have to obey all these rules about, oh, you can only seat people outdoors, or you can only have 25% of your capacity, or you have to, you know, keep people 10 feet away from each other, whatever it is. Even the businesses that reopen as in this soft capacity, they're not going to be able to make enough money. And from this article, the U.S. State of Georgia allowed restaurants to open on April 27th. Of the three owned by Ryan Pernice, P-E-R-N-I-C-E, are still shuttered. The entrepreneur hasn't opened his restaurants, Table in Maine, Osteria, Matone, and Coalition Food and Beverage, since March 16th. Pernice is worried about the health of his employees and customers, but there's another reason the restaurants are still shut down. They can't make a profit with social distancing rules in place.
Yep.
If you talk to restaurants
weren't designed to have 25% capacity at all times. I mean, maybe there's sometimes during the day slow hours where they're at 25%, but
sure.
During the hot hours they're supposed to be at 80, 90, 100%, you know?
Even more than that if they have, you know, outdoor areas and that kind of a thing. And he says if you talk to restaurants across the globe, because remember this isn't just in the US, to all of our listeners out there, this is happening. Governments are doing this to businesses around the globe. If you talk to restaurants around the globe, the language might change, but the math is exactly the same, Pernice told CNN Business. Restaurants and bars need volume and traffic to make them work. So, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, even the businesses that have managed to, you know, hobble along, pay their rent, pay their bills, maybe they've laid some people off or whatever, once they open back up, they're not going to be able to turn a profit. It's just not going to work until they're allowed, until they can fill their restaurants and bars to capacity again on the busy nights.
It's true.
855-450-3733. Do you own a restaurant or a bar? Do you think you're going to be able to open with 25% of your capacity? Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is citing tremendous progress in the development of a coronavirus vaccine and a possible treatment or cure.
This was a very, very, some big announcements there are coming and have just come out.
Stocks are soaring on Wall Street as investors cheer that potential coronavirus vaccine. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 912 points to finish today at 24,597. President Trump says he's taking the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine after consulting with White House doctors. Dr. Jeanette Neshwal reacts to the news.
It's important to understand, first and foremost, this is an FDA-approved drug. It is not new. It's been around for many years. And he's taking it as a prophylactic preventative measure, which I think is very smart to do.
Dr. Neshwal speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News. Attorney General Bill Barr saying on Monday he does not expect an ongoing review of the origins of the Russia investigation to lead to a criminal investigation of former President Barack Obama or former Vice President Joe Biden.
Our concern over potential criminality is focused on others.
A lot of this also stems back to the unmasking of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, to which Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox Business,
unmasking is just a form of spying. What's Congress going to do about it? So far, nothing.
The Federal Trade Commission is warning people after complaints that assisted living facilities are forcing patients on Medicaid to turn over their stimulus checks. The agency says some facilities have claimed the $1,200 checks were resources. The FTC says that they cannot take the money that has been received under the CARES Act. Leave It to Beaver actor Ken Osmond dies at the age of 76. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yes, you are in the right place for the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our telephone number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And you can call in and talk about, well, whatever you'd like to talk about. With you in the studio tonight,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
And I am your host this evening, the Reverend Captain Kickass. We've been talking about, well, the food industry, really, restaurants and bars and that kind of a thing, and how the reaction to these soft openings that are highly micromanaged might be going. We've seen some of that here in New Hampshire where they've allowed only outdoor seating at a couple of places, or the places that have outdoor seating.
Yeah, sorry to any restaurants that don't have outdoor seating. Mm-hmm. You're SOL. In fact, there is a business that even has outdoor seating, but it's too little too late because they are gone now after 24 years of being in business. So it's not like this is just killing off the new restaurants, right? Like the ones that just got started. They don't have any real, like, you know, reputation yet. No, this is a 24-year-old breakfast and lunch place. They weren't open for dinners. Mm-hmm. They just did breakfast and lunch, and it's over. There was a sign up apparently on their location which did say that they are now permanently closed. Their phone's been disconnected. Their Facebook Facebook page has been taken down. The owner thanks his customers, who said became friends and family, and the three landlords he said the business had over all the 24 years in business. Quote, over 24 years, each and every one of them has been dedicated, loved, creative, reliable, and hardworking. We already miss them so much.
A quarter.
Wow.
Of a century.
A century, yeah. Bye-bye.
Over.
Thanks, government.
Yep.
It's government here. Have some.
Right. Oh, but hey, if it just saved one life, if it just it? Saved...
I don't have any reason to believe that it did.
Right.
Yeah. Is there any evidence to show that the lockdown saved their lives?
The whole idea was that it would save lives by preventing hospitals from becoming overwhelmed. Well, if you believe the videos of the nurses dancing and carrying on in the hallways, the hospitals have been underwhelmed.
Yeah.
Well, thoroughly underwhelmed.
Sounds like they're bored.
They have been laying doctors and nurses off, which is a sign that they are underwhelmed.
We had an article last week for Show Prep that was thousands of medical folks, people who work at hospitals, have been laid off. Mm-hmm. Thousands.
Now, you imagine that if people were dying in the hallways of these hospitals, that they would need people staffing these hospitals to take care of the dead and dying, even if they weren't perfectly equipped for that because it wasn't their specialty. But that apparently is not going on because they have no need for these people who don't specialize in imaginary and discredited diseases.
And we also saw people who went to work from the rural areas. They went into the city areas where, you know, like New York City, for example, where the instances of the virus seem to be, you know, catching on more than in other places. They've been sent home.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we don't need you. We're good.
Yep.
All those field hospitals they put up, too, have closed.
The field hospitals mostly saw no patients, from what I'm understanding. Several of them, at least, I've seen shut down without ever seeing a patient. So
what
would happen if they gave an epidemic and nobody came?
Yeah.
Well, now we know.
Do you have anything else from that?
No.
Okay.
Just another sad story. This is just our area. It's got to be happening all across the country, all across the world, where people are finding out that longtime businesses are never going to reopen again.
Yes.
It's a sad state of affairs. Let's go to Scott calling from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. I heard what you were saying. I want to shift gears for a minute, but before I do, this economy has had it, and the world economy. I don't know what the world's going to do without restaurants, but it's a sad state of affairs. And
There will be restaurants that survive this.
Chain. All restaurants will be Taco Bell.
The
demolition that led to Demolition Man.
I heard. I saw. Speaking of Demolition Man, there was a news headline recently that Stallone is talking about a Demolition Man 2.
Wow. Wow.
Now, that's
I hope the government doesn't murder, death, kill him.
Right. Well, that's a movie that doesn't need a sequel, but I sure hope they don't screw it up, because it would be fun to see it.
Yeah, it's a... I always loved that movie.
It was campy. Scott, I'm sorry, we interrupted you. What were you saying?
No, it's all right. What I'd like to discuss is the stock market, gentlemen, went up today 900 points. Not that Main Street, anyone on Main Street would give a damn. But I'll tell you why.
How is that possible?
Because if you force all the small businesses out of business, the only thing left is the big publicly listed ones that trade on the stock exchange. Mm. You know who's not suffering? Domino's Pizza.
Right.
Okay.
I'll tell you why
Walmart
happened.
Isn't suffering.
All right. Go ahead, Scott. Why is that happening?
Go on.
No, go ahead.
The 900 points that it went up today, it's rigged. It's phony. Wall Street is totally detached from Main Street, and I'll explain why. When Wall Street gets trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars to be propped up by the Federal Reserve, that is why it went up 900 points. The truth of the matter is it should have gone down 9,000 points, considering how sick and rotten this economy is and that Main Street is dead. Let's be honest. We're in a second Great Depression. It's dead. It's dead as a doornail. And what's going to happen is that the 1% who are raking in all of this money, they're stealing this money from Wall Street. Let them choke on it, because what's going to happen is when this whole country goes down the tubes, it's not going to do them much good when the economy, even they're going to suffer when the economy is comatose, when it's dead. And I want to also say that the Federal Reserve, it's so rigged and putting in such amounts of money. And the architect of this really is Alan Greenspan.
The Federal Reserve has definitely injected trillions upon trillions upon trillions of dollars just in the last 8 weeks, inflating the money supply in an unprecedented, for that amount of money in 8 weeks, I think is unprecedented in all of history. Right, to be just injected into the system by the Federal Reserve, therefore making the layperson's dollars worth even less. So even if you have some savings, I've certainly noticed that in the grocery store, the price of meat has gone up considerably. Prices of other particular goods have gone up. And so we're just seeing the beginning of the results of this inflation.
I've heard that, at least I don't know if it's on all foods, but on a lot of them, that they saw record increases in prices. 1 month increases were, I believe, like the highest record they've been in five decades or something like that.
Yeah, it's completely insane.
And the thing is, you got to yeet your dollars, okay? Because other things are going to be affected in the opposite direction by this. If you hold Bitcoin, if you hold gold, if you hold silver, and the dollar is going to hell, then the dollar price of your assets is going to be increasing.
Agreed. Final thoughts, Scott?
I want to ask you, gentlemen, a question, and you can answer it for your audience and me. Question A is this. Do you believe that hyperinflation, really, like Venezuela or Zimbabwe, could it come to the United States where it totally collapses the U.S. dollar? That's question A. And question B, do you think that this could lead to a massive revolution in the United States and riots? If people have no food, no can't afford medical care, can't even have any dignity or respect, is this causing?
I'd say yes as well.
On the second one, the most important thing is dollars are the way they control us. So if we don't want their dollars, if we won't trade their dollars for things of value, then they can't.
Thanks for the call tonight, Scott. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up on the Monday night live edition. FreeTalkLive.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody. You're in the right spot for the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom, which is the perspective we generally take. And with you tonight, in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to tell you about a new kind of payment network brought to you by Intercoin. Today, large corporations act as middlemen for our everyday online communications and transactions. Often, they work hand-in-hand with governments. In the last few years, these centralized social networks have all launched payment networks. Bitcoin and Ethereum have not been scalable enough to compete. The team behind Intercoin spent the last decade creating an open, web-based, decentralized social platform to rival Facebook and Google. Now they can use it to roll out a revolutionary payment platform on top. If decentralized crypto doesn't soon gain mainstream adoption to power everyday payments, it'll be Facebook and WeChat's world. We'll just live in it. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that it's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. in exchange for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org.
I gotta say, I've looked at the Intercoin project. It definitely looks interesting.
Yeah. I've only briefly scanned the beginning of whatever they have, the equivalent of their white papers, and their websites, and it certainly is interesting. I am glad that they are, you know, with us as an advertiser and that we're able to help promote what they're doing. I feel like their hearts are in the right place. We've had a couple of conference calls here and there with those guys, you know, I enjoy their perspective on things. We've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff, but in the previous segment we were talking about, you know, restaurants that, even if they are able to open, they're only going to be able to open at, you know, some of the capacity, 25%, 50% of their previous capacity. And that's just not going to do it for small businesses, and I don't see how it can. Did you have a follow-up to that? We were talking about other businesses that have closed. I thought you had another business-related thing.
I've got some general stuff about salons and such. But there is a salon in New Hampshire that is challenging the governor's extension of the state of emergency order.
Oh.
Where are they? Because I need a haircut.
New London. That's like an hour and a half north, I think.
It's a long way to go for a haircut.
It is. There was a guy giving out haircuts in the park yesterday. You missed out.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, at Central Square.
If you'd have been at Social Sunday.
Yeah. Wow.
Free haircuts.
Wow.
Is
he coming
right
back
off
next time? I'll come and I'll bring my hair.
I didn't get his name, but he let me take a picture.
Nice.
Yeah. But in this case, if you want to know about this, a hair salon owner in New London is suing the governor of New Hampshire, Kristi Noonan, over the extension of New Hampshire's state of emergency order. So they're not suing over the fact that the emergency order existed at all.
Well, but that's what Wisconsin did.
That's kind of a moot point by now.
Yeah, but that's what Wisconsin did. They didn't sue over, you know, the orders themselves. They sued over the extension and got it overturned.
Unextended, yeah.
Yeah.
Mary Rivard is the owner of Color Cafe. She filed the lawsuit Monday, the same day she was allowed to reopen with the restrictions. She says, quote, "I feel like my hands are so tied and I'm trapped, not being able to run my business the way it should be run." She says the guidelines make it virtually impossible for these businesses to operate. Sorry, this is her attorney saying this. For these businesses to operate realistically at a profit, unquote. Rivard said 90% of her business is hair coloring, a service she can't perform under current restrictions. She's not allowed to do it. So she can't make enough money to stay open. She says, quote, "The business has never been about money for me. It's always about the experience with my clients, and I love what I do," she said. The lawsuit claims the governor lacks the authority under the state's emergency statute to continue to declare and renew the state of emergency originally declared back in March. The suit includes an emergency request for a restraining order against the emergency declaration and the order that extended the shutdown of the non-essential businesses while also seeking damages. Quote, "Under the Constitution, for violation of my client's equal protection rights, we're also alleging this is an illegal taking. It has deprived her of economic use of her business." Now, wouldn't that be nice if she got a settlement?
Oh, yeah.
In this?
And when they say an illegal taking, they're talking about, is it the Eighth Amendment, where they say that private property will not be taken for public use without just compensation to the owner?
Oh,
well,
I think you're right.
If you, if your business has been shut down, it's been taken from you, even if the state hasn't taken possession of it.
Rivard said she laid off her employees in March so they could collect unemployment. She also said she received $3,000 from the Small Business Disaster Relief Fund, but she said, quote, "I don't want a handout. I want to go to work. I want to do my job that I've trained for 35 years. It's heartbreaking for me." She's expecting to get a hearing date within the next 2 weeks. Spokesbureaucrat from the governor's office responded in a statement to WMER that said in part, quote, "The attorney general's office is reviewing the suit. It would be inappropriate to comment any further on active litigation." By the way, the spokesman for the governor's office never returned an email that I sent to them a few weeks ago, or like 2 weeks ago, asking them a couple of questions.
Surprise.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting how these people expect you to just jump when they say jump, but they can't be troubled to answer your questions. Mm-hmm. They can't be troubled to give you a response if you're affected by their decisions. You're just supposed to make your best guess and go with it, you know? Needless to say, when a big corporation wants an answer, they get it.
Yeah, so this very same name, the name looks familiar to me, Benjamin Bestat is the governor's spokesbureaucrat, and I emailed him because I figured I'm writing an article for Free Keen, and I'd like to get a comment here on these governor's orders. So I said I wanted these two questions answered. One, are the quote guidance documents regarding COVID-19 from your office a mandate or a suggestion? And number two, are NH business owners facing a threat of prosecution from the executive branch's agents if they ignore the governor's orders? And they didn't want to answer.
Yeah,
they didn't want to answer those questions. I didn't even get a response at all. And I definitely had the right email address because I'd originally written, there's like a general generic email address of like NH Reopen or something like that for business owners to write to ask questions about like, well, can I reopen this way or that way? Like little questions like that.
Right.
And I said, well, I'm writing an article for a news report. I've got some questions. Could, you know, you answer these questions? I didn't ask the questions. I said, who can you point me to that can answer these questions? And she gave me this guy's email. Then I emailed him with the questions and no response.
Mm.
Surprise.
Yeah. This was more than a week ago.
Yeah.
And I suspect the answers are answers they don't want to give, right?
Right.
Because if the answer, yeah, there's no good answer to them for these questions. Either they're going to say, yes, we are going to arrest business owners, or no, it was all a bluff, right? Like, yeah. They don't want to admit either one of those things. Right.
And they also don't know if they're going to be able to make these things stick, because the executive branch doesn't know what the judicial branch is going to do until they do it, in theory.
So good luck to this lady with her lawsuit.
Well, and what was the bit that was attempted, but they said, no, we're not going to hear it, the case early on?
No, there was a case early on in New Hampshire where three people with an attorney, the attorney filed a suit trying to overturn one of the orders. I forget what it was. But,
right. So whom did they sue? It sounds like she's suing Sununu, the individual.
No, she's probably suing the governor's office, not the individual. Usually individual government people do not have responsibility for their actions because they have sovereign immunity or qualified immunity or whatever kind of immunity that they've cooked up. They've got some name for this, and it's...
They have. We're in the club, and you're not immunity.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And the judge ruled against the filing.
Trying to determine the difference between the two suits.
I'm not clear.
Okay. All right. Because what is she doing different that wasn't done in the suit that was rejected?
Well, hers is over the extension.
Mm-hmm.
And the first suit was about the initial lockdown or the initial orders or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, it's also possible that she could get a different judge initially or that the judge could rule differently due to minor details.
Well, I, for one, would love to see an end to all of this crap. Would you like to see an end to all of this government shutdown? Give us your calls and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. We've got more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.